Bradley Woods is the Australian Hotels Association WA CEO, and he joins us this morning. G'day, Bradley.
Good morning.
We're suggesting, the article suggests that the defence from the Wembley Hotel was that it's what our competitors have done, so we decided to follow suit. Is this happening a bit?
Look, I think it's fair to say that you know, even if you go back 30, 40, 50 years, pubs have always had a variety of different glass sizes. In the days where they had 4 ounces, 6 ounce, 7 ounce, you know, there's always been a huge variety of glass sizes, and there always will be. Whether venues stock pints, whether they stock large glasses or middies, really does come down to the pub itself. There's no requirement to have, you know, buckets of beer or thimbles of beer. It comes down to, you know, the venue's choice. I think the point you made earlier, though, that if someone asks for a pint and they're given something that's not a pint, it's just good customer practice, good customer service for the staff to say, we don't have pints, but we have this size.
What's the reason behind it, though? I mean, Brad, I think that we've sort of taken a little bit of pride in the fact that we have the pint over here in WA rather than the schooner, as in the eastern states. But are we just trying to sort of keep up with Melbourne and Sydney now?
No, I don't think so. Look, there's plenty of pubs that still have pints. There's plenty of pubs out there that when you order a pint, you get a genuine pint, and they're still around. If venues choose to innovate and to do something different, it really does come down to their own choice. The other thing is, look, there's a huge amount of pressure on venues by the health lobby and by the state government, the police, all the wowsers out there that don't want us drinking, to really put pressure on venues to reduce the amount of alcohol being consumed as well. And so some venues that are being constantly harassed by police to try and reduce the size of the drinks are feeling that pressure as well. And the public, obviously, are the ones that are suffering because they're the ones who are going to miss out.
Is it a bit sneaky, though, Bradley, though, when they're charging the same price?
Well, I think if someone says or advertises for a pint and they don't hand over a pint, that's sneaky. But if someone, you know, asks for a beer and they're not specific, or if they ask for, I mean, I think at the end of the day, as I said, if you order a pint and the server brings the glass and it's not a pint, they should explain that they don't have pints, that it's a large glass or it's something else. I mean, in some states they're pots, in some states they're pints. It just depends on what it is. But in WA, I think most people know that if you order a pint, you should get a pint. However, you know, the case with the Wembley Hotel, they've done a renovation, they've changed their glassware. There's a bit of education to go on there in terms of the drinkers there knowing that they don't have pints anymore. I think that's very fair for the venue to be able to change it if they want. However, if it's misleading in some venues or in circumstances, it's really up to the server staff to make sure that the customer knows what they're getting.
Just to go back to one of your earlier points there, Brad, you believe that maybe some venues are deliberately phasing out the pint because of pressure from authorities, whether it be health authorities or police.
We've seen it. We've definitely seen that. We know that venues are under pressure to do that. And I think, you know, it's very unfair, it's unreasonable. Just because of the glass size doesn't mean that people are drinking faster or more alcohol. It's an unreasonable proposition. And if someone wants to choose to buy a pint, they should be able to do so. And our venues, our members, shouldn't be under the sort of pressure that they are from some of the health authorities and the way in which police tackle this.
Well, I suppose it's interesting, Brad, because you talk about how it's sort of been traditionally the thoughts of people is that there are certain drink sizes, but you've been saying that actually there's been a variation in drink sizes for a long time in WA.
There has, and you can go back 20 years, 30 years, even 50 years. At some point, I think you go back 40, 50 years, we had about 7 or 8 different glass sizes. You know, they were called, publicans, they were called ponies. I'm losing track of the names now these
days. Don't worry
about
that.
But our fathers or our grandfathers probably knew them much better. They were very small. They were, you know, 75 mils, they were 100 mils, 125 mils, 175 mils. They were various different sizes. And, yes, right up to the pint size. Of course, in different states, the pint is a different level of millilitres as well, too. There's the imperial
versus, right.
That's right. So
okay,
there's always been variations.
Absolutely, and it looks like one that we might have to get used to. Thank you for showing some clarity on this issue.
I hope it's been a little bit more clarity, but I think the end of the day is that the key thing to remember is every pub is owned and operated separately, and they offer something unique, and it's up to them to ensure that customers know what they're getting and for the customers to know what they're buying.
Fair call.
Thanks
Bradley
very
Woods
much.
From the Australian Hotels Association.